Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And we now have an abbreviated opening commodity market report for you. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Dan. We'll change the format around a little bit with the limited time we have. We're going to get right to Dan Zwicker in Bloomington with AgriVisor Services to talk about the analysis on the markets today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
What are you seeing with all the rain we're having? What kind of there's been various calls in Reuters news today. They question what would happen with all the rain. Most of it's positive, but there's still a chance of a lot less rain in other portions of the
year. Briefly, we kind of got the opposite going what we had last year on weather. The eastern Corn Belt's getting the rain this year, or at least the lion's share of it. The western Corn Belt, which got the lion's share of the rain last year, is coming up on the shorter side of things. And the extended weather forecast continue to put warm and dry weather into the plains, the heat dome that kind of spread across the whole midsection of the country here. Is going to rebuild for the Plain States and the Western Corn Belt next week. So that's got wheat on fire here this morning. Wheat's up a dime or so. That then is spilling on over into the corn market and helping out the soybean market somewhat. So after 3-4 days of some pretty good declines, basically declines that started there on Friday, kind of accelerated here Monday, Tuesday, and kind of climaxed yesterday. We're kind of in a technical oversold condition. So that, along with the oversold technical condition, has corn and soybeans and wheat kind of rallying in here today.
Yeah. Are we having some various weather concerns? I mean, what are the concerns in other portions of this area because this is such a questionable time of year?
Well, this is definitely, this rain that we're seeing here in Illinois in the eastern Corn Belt is definitely kind of sealing the deal, I think, here, at least on corn prospects. We're pretty well pollinated or in the process of pollinating. These rains and the cool down in temperatures has taken the stress off the crop, what we experienced here over the weekend. So the trade's going to feel real comfortable with the eastern Corn Belt prospects, very, very similar to what was happening, like I said, but opposite of last year, where last year the Bermuda High kept rain from coming into Illinois, kept the rain mostly western Corn Belt, western areas where they had excellent crops. We did get a few showers in here a year ago with the hurricane activity, but so this year the high pressure system out west is allowing cooler weather to come on down and get triggered off here by the Gulf moisture and giving us rain in the eastern Corn Belt where the western Corn Belt's kind of staying on the dry side. And wheat's been a big wheat's kind of been the leader all year long. The hard red winter wheat crop, you know, shrank down because of hot and dry weather, and now we're seeing the same thing happen to the spring hard crop. Is the hot and dry weather in the northern plains is trimming yield prospects and really cutting overall production prospects of wheat.
All right, Dan, thank you very much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker in Bloomington, Illinois. We'll give you a quick update on the midday numbers. September wheat, Kansas City, September wheat at 498, up 11. And September wheat at 404, up 11. December wheat in Kansas City at 423, up 10 and a quarter. September corn in Chicago Board of Trade, 247 and three quarters, up 3. December corn at 264, up 2 and a quarter. March corn, 276 and three quarters, up 2. May, 285, up 1 and a quarter. August soybeans, 588, up 2 and a quarter. August soybean meal, 169.30, up 5. August soybean oil, 26.48, up 38, and August feeder cattle lifted at 115.30, down 42.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana.